From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia held a national day of mourning Monday in honor of the 92 people who died when the military plane they were on crashed into the Black Sea on Sunday. The plane was on its way from Sochi to a Russia military base in Syria. There were no survivors when the plane fell from the sky. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but Russian officials said it was not likely the result of terrorism. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama on Tuesday to express the value of reconciliation between Japan and the United States. The White House said Mr. Abe's visit would highlight the alliance between the former enemies. India has successfully test-fired its nuclear-capable intercontinental Agni V missile. The missile can hit targets more than 5,000 kilometers away. It was the fourth test of the missile. Defense analysts say the long-range Agni 5 was developed with an eye on China, which India views as a threat. Indian leaders welcome the successful test of the Agni, which means fire in Hindi and Sanskrit. Egypt says it has arrested a producer from broadcaster Al Jazeera. The Interior Ministry identified the producer as Mahmoud Hussein. He was arrested Friday on charges of disturbing security and spreading false news accounts. Al Jazeera demanded that Hussein be released immediately. Al Jazeera's news coverage is often criticized by the Egyptian government. The arrest is raising concern about the freedom of journalists working in Egypt. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama visited American troops at a military base Sunday, perhaps for the last time during his presidency. Mr. Obama and his family are vacationing in Hawaii. He called his time as commander-in-chief the privilege of his life. On Saturday, the president called troops deployed overseas, telling them Americans back home understand they are fighting for freedom. Senior officials from China and Pakistan and Russia will meet in Moscow on Tuesday to review the growing threat to their frontiers posed by Islamic State extremists in Afghanistan. The countries say they have been driven to joint action by the terrorist group's growing influence in Afghanistan. They say they may include Iran in future meetings. President Ashraf Ghani's Afghan government will not be included in the talks and reportedly is questioning the motives of the meeting. Afghanistan and the United States object to the three countries' overt contacts with the Taliban, which is seeking to overthrow the Afghan government. The Turkish military says an Islamic State attack in the Syrian town of Al-Bab killed at least 30 civilians and wounded many others Sunday. They say Islamic State militants used mines and homemade bombs to prevent civilians from leaving town. Syrian rebels, supported by Turkish forces, have been fighting to take Al-Bab as part of the Euphrates Shield operation launched by Turkey in late August. But they have been facing tough resistance from the jihadists and have suffered the highest casualties of the campaign since then in the fight for the town. Peace activists have begun a months-long protest march from Berlin to Syria. The so-called Civil March for Aleppo set off carrying white flags Monday on a three-month hike to urge an end to the fighting in Syria. At least four people were killed as Typhoon Noctem brought heavy wind and rains to the Philippines, among them a couple who police say were swept away by a flash flood in Albay Province, southeast of Manila. The typhoon made landfall Sunday evening on a remote island with winds gusting up to 255 kilometers per hour. Indonesian officials say they are planning more counterterrorism operations, those coming after they killed two militants who were suspected of planning an attack. A national police spokesman said investigators are trying to get more information about planned attacks from at least 14 suspected terrorists with connections to the Islamic State group. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.